Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ruth Williams. Is this Mary?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing? How are your fires up there?
Turbo.
Are they still burning?
We're back to where we were a few days ago. I can't see across the river.
Oh, my goodness. Hope you have a Nikken air purifier in your house.
No.
Yikes.
I don't. When I open up my dryer, it smells. But, I mean, I don't know today if it will. But we're back to not being able to see across the river.
My goodness, that is terrible.
Well, it's because, you know, it's a valley, and so the fires around here are bad, and so, you know, when it cools off, then it settles in, and it settles to the lowest spot, I suppose.
Well, I guess I wish some wind on you. I grew up in the Okanagan, so I'm very familiar with Wenatchee Valley, so...
Right. Well, Saturday we got relief because the wind came in and I could actually see some of the damage, but then the winds picked up the fires. So yesterday they were burning pretty good and it was starting to get smoky in the valley again. And this morning we're back to headlights probably going across the bridge.
Wow. I don't remember that ever being like that before.
Yeah. So we're not being better off than we were last Thursday or Friday.
So they have no better control of the fire?
Well, I haven't heard. I haven't turned on the radio this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. All I know is we went up to Blewett yesterday afternoon, and coming home the helicopter was going over us and dumping water behind Cashmere.
Uh-huh.
Up in the mission.
To the north or to the south of Cashmere then?
To the north.
To the north.
Yeah, up through Mission Creek and up back up towards, I don't know, it seems like it's heading more towards Blewett Cleom, that direction way back deep, which is the bigger problem, I think.
Get up in all those trees. Wow, hopefully hurry up and get some rain. It hasn't rained around here forever.
Yeah, not here either.
Well, it's supposed to be raining over here. It certainly hasn't been rainy this summer.
No, not here either. All the, you know, a lot of the berry bushes up in the mountains, we pick huckleberries, and they're nothing this year, nothing.
Yeah.
So that's too bad for the animals.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of smoke here, too. The sun is up a little bit, and it's still in the red. It's still a very red sun. It's very... It's not quite as hazy as it was, but it's still pretty smoky.
Yeah, you guys should be, well, I don't know if you will, because you're out on Orcas? No.
We're on Vashon.
Yeah. Monroe probably is getting some of the smoke now. So.
Well, good morning, everybody. I see Mary Lou on the screen. Mary Lou, are you on the phone also?
I am. I got to the phone first. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we have some others on the phone as well.
Joan.
Well, good. Hi, Doug. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
I'm going to hand the microphone over to Mary Lou. Here, Mary Lou, grab it.
Okay, well, thank you, Ruth. Good morning, everybody. Here we are, another week. Great Monday morning. I don't know how you guys do on weekends, but when I don't get to talk to y'all in the morning, I don't do quite as well. So I'm kind of like Karen. Nude, oil pulling, and oil swishing. Yo! That's why I got on here a minute or two late. I had to go get rid of my oil.
I thought you'd like that picture. I'll wake everybody up.
Yeah, that's very cute. Yeah, I did. I started oil swishing back in April and consistently do it every single morning. So you'll be hearing more about that since I am reading the book about it, and we've also sent you links about it. But anyway, Monday, what I like to do is go back to the basics and make sure that we all can get a good start to the week. My little program here, or my chart, should probably start with Monday because I never remember to write anything down on Sunday. I'll get better at that. Another thing I was looking at, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, let's go over our basics. We want to make sure that we're drinking enough. I went home here the other night, and there was a lady here who said she doesn't drink water. Now, we have heard that our body, all our need water, and if we're not drinking it, then our body is pulling it from somewhere else, and some of those places are nasty. So I felt pretty sorry for her, but we did a wonderful water demonstration for her, and she is pretty excited. In fact, she is considering getting the environment pack by the time we were done with her, not only the water, but the air. And the shower, she needed that shower head, and also, how much water should we be drinking? Well, the minimum is 8 8-ounce servings a day, but actually we need to drink half of our body weight in ounces of water. So, to make it easy, let's say if a person weighed 150 pounds, they need to have 75 ounces of water. And if you live in a hot area like me, or if you exercise, you need to drink add another quart to that. And that is information that we've gotten from Dr. Bruce Fife. So actually an eight ounce glasses would be like for a 128-pound person. Most people are not getting enough water. And when people go to the hospital, what's the first thing they do? They hook you up to an IV. We found out all the bad things that happen when we're dehydrated. In fact, Ruth, that's one slide that would probably be great for us to put up on Monday morning. I should have. Wow.
Wrong one. You got the right guy.
Well, I know, but that's our body. Oh, that's for toxic. Yeah, that is the right guy, but that is all the things that water does. But, you know, even a 1% dehydration can start killing off brain cells. So make sure you drink your Pymag water. Okay, and then sleep. You know, Nikan's always had the foundation that's been one of our foundational products from day one. Nikan's known how important sleep is. If you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of good sleep a night, it's just a matter of time and something else is going to go haywire in your body. Sleep is when we get rid of the toxins, get rid of the stress. Our body rebuilds itself while we're sleeping. So sleep is really, really important. You get a point for 7 to 8 hours of sleep on Nikan Sleep System. You get a point also for all that water. If you're short on your water, you don't get a point for your water. So drink enough water. Then exercise 30 minutes a day. My very favorite exercise, of course, is walking, and I'm so grateful that it started to cool down in Arizona, and so I can start doing my walking outside again. And I don't know what kind of exercise you guys do, but, you know, we do need to get moving every single day. And 30 minutes should be the minimum. And I think anybody can work that into their schedule. And you can do that in 2 15-minute increments or 3 10-minute. But get moving. And if you sit at the desk all day, get up and move around. We've covered that in the past about how important it is for us to get up and get moving. You get a point for your 30 minutes of exercise. Then take your nutritionals, and wow, let me see, who was it? Donna. Man, she did such an excellent job last week on the on all the nutritionals that Nikan has that had the, well, say, the anti-inflammatories in there. Man, oh, man. I've got to go back and listen to that call again because she did such an awesome job of covering all the great things in our Nikan nutritionals. So, you know, I may not be the person that reads the label or all that stuff, but I know I have enough confidence in Nikan to know that we have the very, very best. Oh, time for Pi Mag Water. Just a minute. Excuse me. Okay. I'm going to come back to journaling. We eat 3 meals a day, healthy meals. And if we want to release some weight, we might want to consider having 2 of those meals be our body balance shake and our nutritionals. But here on our schedule, we've got breakfast, body balance shake and nutritionals, and lunch, body balance shake and nutritionals. And then our healthy, our health style dinner and our nutritionals. And we talk about taking our nutritionals with food. We've covered that on calls. They are food. Our nutrition especially is whole food nutrition. And so we want to take them with our meals. And then you can have 2 snacks throughout the day and make them balanced as well. So that would be 5 points right there, half your points, by eating your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. And you can make that a healthy lunch, like a healthy dinner. But for those of us that want to release some pounds again, we may want to consider having shakes twice a day. And then our 2 snacks, so that's 5. Okay, so all together now we've got 9 points. Our 10th point is journaling. And journaling is pretty simple if you print off this chart and use it. Because all we need to do is I mark off my water. I put a 1 with a circle. I put a 1 with a circle around my sleep. I do my 1 with a circle on exercise. And my nutritionals, 1 with a circle, and then my journaling. And if I'm doing something, if I notice a difference after I've eaten, if maybe I'm hungry, you know, in an hour or two, I go back and figure out what was it that I ate. Did that raise my blood sugar, whatever. Try to go back and find out about maybe it had too high of a glycemic load. So that's one way that we can help to make sure that we're keeping our body in balance, our food, our meals in balance. And this is key, is listening to our body. Nobody knows our body better than we do. So it's very, very important that we listen to our body. Anybody have anything they want to add on that?
You guys probably all know this, but I don't have a television. I saw this. I was at somebody's house and they had a television, and they had this advertisement for a medication just to go to sleep. Not medication. It was called ZQL. Okay, and the advertisement was all on how important sleep was. Even it, you know, and so you take this thing, this product. It's not habit forming. It's not for when you have a cold or a temperature or something. It's so you can get a good night's sleep. And I thought, well, you know, Nikan is getting the message. I mean, the importance of sleep is actually getting to the drug companies, and they're trying to cash in on, you know, a fact of life. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up because, Joan, before I was introduced to Nikan, I prided myself in the fact that, you know, gee, I could work late into the night and just, you know, go to bed and get up in the morning. And, you know, I was really draining myself. When I got on the Nikan sleep system, I slept better and, you know, could wake up much more alert. And I realize how important it is. And And just like with our grandsons, they had been having these terrible ear infections all the time when they were little. And my daughter-in-law, bless her heart, would take them to the doctor. What would the doctor do? Put them on antibiotics. And I kept saying back then, they're 18 and 21 now, I kept saying, oh, that's just not good for them. You know, that's not good for them, because eventually, what if they have something serious? That antibiotic isn't going to work. And look where we are, you know, look where we've come with MRSA and all these, you know, these that nothing can touch. But, you know, it was interesting because we ended up for Christmas, the boys got sleep systems. I don't know how happy they were with them, but they slept on them, you know, they've slept on them all this time. And that was the year, coincidentally, those ear infections went away.
Duh.
Now, I don't know why, but,
lots of things happen in your body overnight. You go to sleep, okay, your little brain, I mean, you think, you know, if your brain's not, you know, talking to you, you're not moving around, you're not there. But you're working like crazy all night long. That's why you need the water all night long, and you need to be asleep.
That's right.
You know, you can make your body quit detoxing by getting up and running in a race, or, you know, running from tigers and bears and stuff like that. I mean, you can stop everything that your body is, you know, all the repair, all the eating of the doobads that are running around in your system. Anyway.
Could I ask a question? I had a bothering or disturbing experience last week. I was talking to a naturopath, and I was telling her about my symptoms with fibromyalgia, and I told her how wonderful it was the first time I laid down on a Nikon mattress and the huge change it caused for me, and how I didn't hurt for a number of years. And she said that magnets can upset your natural energy field. And she says that's why you're having fibromyalgia now. And you know what? I tried to talk to her about it, but has anybody ever run on to someone who believes that?
Yeah.
How do you
We better get off the earth then.
Say that again.
What?
We better get off the earth then.
Oh,
the big
magnetic
field.
You know, after I got to talking to her, that was one thing that did go through my mind, and I didn't answer her about that. But anyway, yeah, that's what I should have said to her.
Or if then we are all agreed that magnetics alter the, you know, field around you. Maybe the word is not upset the field, but reorganize, rearrange, restore, you know, et cetera. I'm really not up on how that functions, but I think there's enough evidence out there to say that it functions. In fact, at the fair, there were quite a few products that are in competition, I think, with Nikon's magnet, you know, those little magnets that you, you know, put in your pockets and do stuff with. Quite a few. And there's some real concrete demonstration. So I don't think the word might, you know, you could talk to her about the word upset or distort or whatever. How about restore?
Maybe she used another word other than upset, but she said that being around magnetic field like that when I'm sleeping would cause my my energy field to be disrupted.
Karen, what happens to you when you don't sleep on the magnetic sleep system, when you don't have the magnets, et cetera?
I need to be convinced, Ruth. There's no one that
But, you know, after having heard what she said, then maybe you need to tell everybody that's on the call what happens when you're not on it.
Oh, well, that's true. When I'm not on the sleep system, in fact, right after we got our sleep system, and it was wonderful. In fact, I had had a complete hysterectomy, and I had gone for 7 or 8 years with, like, riding a roller coaster emotionally. When I got onto the mattress, first thing I noticed was I no longer hurt, and it was so incredible. But then, after being on it for a couple of weeks, I realized that my emotions were not all over the place. And, you know, I shared that with an obstetrician doctor who was in NECAN, and he said, you know, you're the third woman who has told me that very thing. So I know, and what happened to me was, we went on a trip to California for a NECAN convention, and right after that, we were going to Hawaii for a holiday. And do you know that by the time we got to Hawaii, I was a basket case. I was hurting, and my emotions were crazy. And do you know, here we were in Hawaii, and all I could think about was I want to go home. So, I mean, nobody needs to convince me. It's just that I had never run onto somebody who appears to, she's a naturopath. In other words, she tries to do things in a natural manner, and I was really surprised that this woman did not understand the value of the magnetic field and exposing your body to it, and so consequently, I didn't have a good answer, and it irritated me that I was going, duh. Anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? It's just because she doesn't know. She just doesn't know. You're the expert. You're the expert for your own body, number one. You're the expert with NECAN Technologies. And as far as the competition out there, when NECAN first came to America, people laughed at us. Remember how hard it was, you guys? Those of us that have been in NECAN for 20 years, people laughed. They said, that's foolish. How could that work? Blah, blah, blah. And now it's I kind of laugh when I walk through and I see all these other people now that want to cash in, but they don't have the 40 years research and development behind them that we do, and here we are. You know, we're always, they'll never catch us because NECAN, you know, has worked with leading hospitals, universities over, you know, in Japan. We're the research and development company, and we just keep improving. Who would think that we could improve on our magnets? But we do.
Well, there must be an element in the research at NECAN in the positioning of the magnets. I'm sure that the naturopath has read the, and it's truth, you know, high power lines, where electricity travels in one direction, creates a magnetic field around it, a circular field. If you take a bare wire and pass electricity through it and put metal iron shavings, they will make a magnet field. I mean, they line up like in a sphere. So she's learned, you know, some truth.
Electromagnetic field.
Yeah, electromagnetic field, some truth about it, and how distorting and damaging that can be if you live underneath power lines. Okay, it's like, you know, I don't know how what it's like, but I'm sure NECAN has done somewhere, they've got the research in the positioning of those magnetic chips inside the mattress.
Well,
you know,
when we first came into NECAN, the positioning was totally different from what it is now, so it is obvious that they have done homework, they have done the research. It's just that I was not prepared to answer her in a way that I wanted her to understand that it was a very viable way to handle the body, and I did a very poor job of doing that.
And look at the number of people that with your condition that have been helped. And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, you can't cure it. Most of that fibromyalgia, one of the underlying factors has been stress, you know, a stress of some sort that brings that on. So that's the other thing is, you know, stress actually is the number one killer. It's the underlying factor with heart attack, cancer, stroke, diabetes, fibromyalgia, all those things. Stress, stress, stress. And yet, Nikon's technologies from the magnets, the far infrared, negative ions, the air, the water, every one of them takes on take the effects that stress has on the body away from us. So,
I can vouch for that.
I'd find another naturopath.
What did you say?
I think I'd find another naturopath, one that's a little more open.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's sad. And you asked that question, did I ever run into that before? And I did. I would really like to tell you about this. A friend of mine who is a tennis nut. I mean, she plays a lot of tennis, had her own tennis court. And her back, all the time I had known her, her back hurt her. So I invited her to a wellness meeting one night, and I told her I'd bring something to see if it would help her back, and I'd put the product on her while we were there. I gave her a back flex. And partway through the meeting, she started wiggling around. She looked at me, and she goes, "What is this?" She said, "My back doesn't hurt." That's the first time in 15 years her back didn't hurt. And when the meeting was over, she asked me, she said, "I have an appointment tomorrow with my chiropractor. Can I take this with me?" I said, "Absolutely." And she took it to her chiropractor, and she called me. This is when I lived in Yakima, and she was in Seattle. I'd met her in Bellevue for one of Dennis's meetings. And anyway, she called me. She said, "Oh, Mary Lou," she said, the chiropractor, "he told me I cannot use that because it's all about energy, and what he's doing when he adjusts me is he's putting my energy lines all in, in a row or whatever, and lining them all up." And he said that this was undoing everything he had just done for her.
And it caused her to have no pain. What a good idea. What an insight.
Yeah.
What a revelation.
I know.
I want to do what he did. Cause the loss of the pain.
Did she have the same results when she went to him and she came home? Was she not hurting anywhere? I don't think so.
No, but she never did buy that back flex. She believed in her chiropractor. He convinced her. Convinced. Yeah. Convinced is my word. He convinced her.
That's a good one.
So, anyway, wow. That is great conversation, you guys. And Karen Eastwood, I remember going to Australia with you and your luggage getting tied up that huge bag because you took your sleep system with you.
Right. Let me tell you, from that point on, after that experience in Hawaii, I never again allowed my body to spend a night without being in a magnetic field. I can't afford it.
Wow, yeah. And when we went to Australia, or when we went to England, when Nikon opened over there, I was watching them load the plane, and I saw all these great big Nikon bags going, and it was because so many people in Nikon that have, fibromyalgia, other things. I was sleeping. I took my seat to sleep on. I never thought to take the whole sleep system, but I'll tell you, they were loading that airplane full in that luggage thing, full of those black bags with their with their demo packs in there. And I thought, well, I guess we're going to find out if these magnets are going to interfere with this airplane. And it did not. So anyway, yeah, pretty funny. Well, we can't of course make any medical claims, but boy oh boy, do people ever get great, great results. Okay, so what I'm going to finish with.
Me can make those claims, but we can sure talk about what happened to us medically.
That's absolutely right.
Mouth shut.
That's right. you know, it scares me. It scares me to death. I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for Nikan. I may not even be here because, you know, I was working, you know, such long hours, wasn't sleeping good, blah, 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 didn't have good nutrition, didn't have good air. And here it is, almost, well, November 3rd, it'll be 20 years. So I'm just very, very, very grateful that I heard about it and that Dennis and Ruth educated me, so... I'm going to close with one quick little thing because I do have
I
have a busy day.
May I interject something?
Absolutely.
You said something that really is important to me as an individual. You said that Ruth and Dennis educated you. And how did they educate you? I will tell you.
By loving us.
There you go. Ruth, absolutely... I just can't say enough about how she literally, I guess loving sounds, she took care of me and she was patient with me.
Patient.
I'll tell you, when I understood this was network marketing, I wanted nothing to do with it. It was not until I had this experience of waking up and not hurting. And this is, and what I want to tell all of you as you're developing a business, be gentle and nice to people and be patient with them just because they don't see what you understand at a very high level. They don't know it. And so just be patient with them. And some of them will never know it. But let me tell you, if you're patient with them, they will be grateful for your patience that you were able to bring them truth without shoving it down their throat.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's what I meant. And that's what I meant. They were both very, very patient. Gave us, you know, what we wanted to hear about. And but I call that love.
It was love to the highest degree. We just knew how negative we were to begin with. You guys were positive compared to us.
As long as we talked a lot about sleep today, could you bring that sleep mask back up here on the slide? Because here is just another add-on. You know, we talked, I think I talked last week about how important it is to make sure that you are completely sleeping in a dark, dark room. And, you know, even the little teeny light from your clock radio or your alarm clock or, you know, just a teeny light or maybe even the moon shining in through your window, that is just enough light to disrupt your sleep or your pineal gland. And I was looking to see if I could re-quote that, but I can't find that paper on this messy desk right now. But anyway, it's very, very important to block out the light when we sleep because the pineal gland will disrupt that melatonin. So this new sleep mask is absolutely wonderful, comfortable, soft fit, fully adjustable, washable on the inside, nice and soft, and you can take it with you anywhere. You could take your little cat nap in the middle of the day if you wanted to with your little sleep mask. And the great thing is the wholesale price on that, I can't remember the retail, but the wholesale is $79, but you can get two of them for $110. So that is brand new. And here we go. We were talking about how Nikan has always improved on the magnetic technology. We have patents. So the Dynaflux magnetic technology is the latest and greatest magnetic technology that there is. And you can see the Dynaflux magnetics all the way around. What a great area to be covering. And we have heard wonderful, wonderful stories about people who have reversed eye problems just with sleeping with magnets around their eyes. Now, imagine now with this brand new mask. So I expect to hear lots and lots more stories here in the next few months. So
I sure like mine.
You do?
I do. I've been using CPAP for a couple of years.
And what happened? You got cut off there. Somebody's talking on that train.
That was Doug, wasn't it? That was Doug.
I thought that was Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Steve, well, you're
I'm back. Out. I'm back. But the announcement came all over the thing. But anyway, the I've used a CPAP for a couple of years. I didn't figure I could work a CPAP and a sleep mask at the same time. But I figured it out, and I sleep so much sounder that I'm, right now, I have a real hard time with allergies a couple weeks in either February or March, depending on when the weather breaks in the winter, and then again right in the fall at the end when the ragweed and the sagebrush are going crazy with the pollen here in Utah. Just drives me nuts. And we're right in the middle of that right now. I put the sleep mask on, and I can breathe much better, faster with the when I lay down at night. It's amazing. If I sleep on my back to my right side, I can't breathe. But if I flip over on my left side, I can breathe. Now I can do it on any side. So it's really nice. So I just wanted to kick that in. Also, as when you're talking about the magnetics and using them for years now, as I said, they don't seem to be quite as effective. I've experienced that twice now. It seems like they're on a 7-year cycle. I don't know whether it's the nutrition in my seventh year that goes bad, so then I start having troubles. But so I haven't figured that one out yet. But you just have to flip them around a little bit, turn the mattress on the bed sideways for a couple nights, or if you have the old original Japanese mag steps, you can put those in your shoes and use those instead of the equal triangles. So you can do a few things like that to shake up your body, and all of a sudden it'll pop back into place again.
Good point. Good point. Thanks, Steve. Wow, that is great to hear about allergies and how he's able to breathe much faster using that mask. Wow, that is great. Thank you. Okay, you guys, anybody else have anything they would like to add? Because we're a little after the half hour, and I don't know about you, but I have a very full day. Okay. Well, thanks for being here, and tomorrow will be Terrific Tuesday with Karen Eastwood and Donna, and Transparent Terrific Tuesday.
See you then.
Okay, we'll see you all then. Thanks, everybody, for your input. Thanks, Joan. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Steve, Ruth, everybody that shared. So we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you, Manu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.